Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pint, and buckle up, it's a late one, which is, depending on how you look at it, it's either terrible or a ton of fun. I'm going to choose that it's going to be a ton of fun to hang out late and do the show. The other side of me, man, I posted earlier today that this was going to be a late one. And then as the night started going on, I thought, you know what, I might actually be able to get this pretty close to normal time. Got out of work way faster than I thought I was going to get done with things. Got in the car and there was no traffic. And I'm like, you know what, like this might actually work out. This might, you know what, I might be able to get home and be like 15 minutes late. I got home. And it wasn't 15 minutes. I was home right around 10. And I'm like, okay, this is perfect. It's 10 o'clock. That's only a half hour late for the show. That's nothing. I had everything pretty much set up down here, ready to go. I did that earlier, planning ahead, because look at me, I'm a good podcaster. Then I walk in the house, and everybody's still awake. Both kids, the dog, they're all still going strong. I'm like, oh, no. All right. I'm like, kids, you know, hey, anybody notice that it's 10 o'clock at night? Why are you guys awake? they got to bed. I looked at the clock, and it was 10:30. And I'm like, oh, no, this is not what it was supposed to be. Then I started firing things up, and my computer was dead. I guess it was doing something all day that I had it sitting here. I pulled it in here and set it up to be ready to go. Didn't turn the power on because I didn't think I needed to. And during the day, it died. It used all of its battery on something. So then I had to wait a minute for the computer to charge up enough to be able to get it fired up and plugged in. We're good. We're now up to 21% power. That's good. It's just like it's just been chaotic, which, whatever. It's fine. It's supposed to be, right? We're also gearing up for another snowfall, in theory. If you believe the weather people, they say that we're about to get a nice little dumping of snow. I can't see outside from here, so if it starts snowing, tell me. That'd be fun. So, because we are now officially in the Christmas season, we are through Thanksgiving, and it's going to snow tonight, in theory. I'll believe it when I see it. I figured we should go with something seasonal for the schnappening. Surprise! Peppermint schnapps! I know this is shocking because I don't ever drink peppermint schnapps, but I figured it was appropriate for tonight. This is Voltage Peppermint Schnapps. This is the finest peppermint schnapps that you can find on shelves. It tastes like liquefied candy canes, if you were not aware. Caleb says, cheers from BCs. Cheers to Caleb and everybody at BCs. Hopefully you have some peppermint schnapps of your own to get you through this nice little seasoning of snow that we're getting. Little dusty dust. Let's kick this thing off the right way. Prost, cheers, however you decide to salute each other. Prost. Ooh, it smells so good. Oh, this is going to taste good. Oh, that's tasty. Oh, it's so good. All right. Moose Mug, I'll see you again next week. The joke here, guys, if you didn't get it, throughout the winter, this is the only schnapps I'm going to be drinking on the show because it is the finest schnapps that I have. All right. I am going to be drinking beer, though, because we are in the middle of beer vent season. If you are not aware, I don't know how you missed it, but if you're not aware, Higher Gravity does a thing called their beer vent calendar. This is where they sell an advent calendar. Each day you poke it open and you get a beer. Now, I love beer vent and I've always got beer vent calendars, but our good friends over at Craft Parenting Pod, they have, in the last couple years, made content about each of the beers in there. However, and this might be a little too behind the scenes for you guys, close your ears if you don't want the illusion ruined. Sometimes, historically, they've cheated. They have pulled multiple beers in the same day, created content about those beers, and then released them on different days. It's fine. Look, I don't judge. You do you, and you do things however you need to do them, and that's great. And I believe me, I understand the need to do that. However, in a conversation with them last year, I believe Joe told me that it's just too hard to do actual content every single day. And then I believe he said it was impossible. You can't do it. Well, dear friends, that is my challenge this year. Every single day, I will do a live piece of content about the Beer Vent calendar. Now, I cannot guarantee that it will always be a live video. There may be a couple days where I post a picture of what I'm drinking. However, it will be done on the day I'm drinking it, when I'm drinking it, and I promise you that. But there will be a lot of videos, a lot of live videos. It's going to be all over the place where these videos post, because I want to spread them out on different platforms so you don't get kind of too in the weeds about them. I don't want it to consume your feed. I don't want the grid on Instagram just to be filled with beers. That bothers me as a visual person. But I will say, and I think that this makes sense for me, that every single piece of content will be on Facebook. That's what I'm going to say. It will be other places too, but it'll all be on Facebook. So if you follow me on Facebook and you pay attention to the things I post, you will get everything. Some of them will be on episodes of the Weekly Pint, like tonight. We're going to fill this with a beer vent beer, although my glass looks really dirty. Really dirty. That's an issue. It's also scratch. What the hell happened here? It's also like all dinged up. No, we're going to get a different glass. Here, we'll turn this on. Here, let's do this. There will be some videos that appear on other platforms. That sounds terrible. I guess I should have fixed that before I did that. Oof. There will be some things on other platforms, and I encourage you to watch them on other platforms. But you will get them all on Facebook. Some of them will be on episodes of the Weekly Pint. In fact, I'm pretty confident that every episode of... This one's kind of dirty, too. What in the world is going on? Now I'm all distracted by dirty glasses. Every episode of the Weekly Pint in December will probably have me drinking my beer vent beer of the day. There will be some live videos that probably pop up pretty early in the morning, because that's when I'm going to drink the beer, because that's when it's going to work to my schedule. There will probably be pieces of content that appear extremely late at night, because if I'm working during the day or something and I can't have a beer until late at night, that's when I'm going to do it, because that's just the way the schedule works. But every single day you will get a beer vent beer live, and that's because it sounded like fun. All right, we're going to drink this out of dirty glass because I don't feel like getting up and getting another glass. Today's beer, fresh out of the calendar, freshly pulled by my son, who was really excited to pull my beer, and I'm excited to try it. This is Boulevard's Rum Barrel Aged Pecan Pie Imperial Brown Ale. Heck yeah. I don't have the drink cam on tonight. I didn't set that up, but... Some nice cheesy pecan pie barrel artwork. I don't drink a ton of Boulevard beer. I think the last thing I had from Boulevard, I had a Tank 7 not that long ago, and it was fantastic. I'm excited to try this. It is 13.5%. Okay. My enjoy-by date is September of 2028, so it is definitely in... It is definitely in that range. It's fine. Let me read a quick description of it. This says, pecan pie, one of the quintessential southern desserts embodying the region's love for rich, indulgent flavors, has made its way into the pantheon of Boulevard's barrel-aged beers, also noted for its rich and indulgent flavors. After resting in Solera-aged rum barrels for 9 months, maple syrup is added to the Angel Share of the Imperial Brown Ale and aged for an additional 6 months. Whether you call it pecan pie or pecan pie, there ain't no arguing that this beer is divine, and if that ain't the truth, then grits ain't groceries. All right. I was once told, I don't remember where we were or what was going on, but we were down south somewhere, and the guy asked us if we knew what the difference between pecans and pecans are, and none of us did, of course, and then he said it's about $1.50 a pound is the difference. I like that description. Nice little bottle cap. Bottle caps are a rarity these days. I've got one of those Ohio maps that you put the bottle caps in that got really close to being full, and then cans became the end thing, and now you just can't find bottle caps. So it'll probably never be full, or at least full of unique caps. All right, we're going to get this in here and see what's going on. This is a big old beer for me to be drinking at 11 o'clock at night, and a big old beer for me to be drinking all 12 ounces of it. Yeah, I don't like that they don't tell me a lot on the bottle. I don't like that I have to look that up, but I will let it slide because I'm thirsty. Please, as you're jumping, I didn't tell you this. I assume most of you know it by now. This is a show that where we drink together. It's a happy hour. So as you're jumping on, please tell me what it is you are drinking. Let's see. Let's see, Marco is having celebration. Chris just finished a Brow Baron poured into his new Moorline Stein. Now switching up to Mountain Dew Voltage. What else do we have? An L81. Zach Holly is drinking a Blackout Stout Mocha. Chris is concerned that with Facebook, he'll get all of the content in the wrong order anyways. Yeah, that is a problem with Facebook. However, I still think Facebook is a great platform for the reach that it gives. You might have to go to my actual account each day to find the video that you're looking for if you want it to pop up every day. Just know every day to look for it, and you should find it. Or maybe I'll put out a story to tell you where it... No, I won't do that. That's not going to happen. Caleb is drinking Allagash Surf House. That sounds good, too. Is that the... what is Surf House? I think I might have had that. The drunk line is a-ringing. Let's get some volume there. Hello, you're on the Weekly Pint. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Nomad Zach?
What's up, Zach?
I stayed up to watch you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, no problem, dude. Well, I was watching Tulsa King anyway, trying to catch up on shows. I wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
A couple things I wanted to talk about. First of all, hopefully you had a great one. I had a pretty decent one myself. Had an extra day off today, so that was nice to hang out. I've got to go back to work tomorrow, work my 9-hour shift because I work for a pharmaceutical place, so you get really busy during this time of the year. Anyway, so the Mocha Blackout Stout by Great Lakes. I meant to put Great Lakes, by the way, is what I'm drinking tonight. So I'm drinking kind of a heavy beer, but I don't get a lot of bourbon out of it because a lot of people, like, it's a bourbon barrel stout, but you ever get those beers that you... They're supposed to be bourbon barrel, but you don't get that much of a bourbon barrel taste? I don't know.
Well, you know, going down a little bit of a rabbit hole there, bourbon barrels, sometimes if they're fresh, you'll get more of that bourbon-y bourbon barrel. Whereas just because it's in a bourbon barrel does not mean you're getting that that flavor profile. Sometimes it's a used bourbon barrel and you're just getting the actual barrel itself, which is not a bad thing, but it's different than maybe sometimes people are expecting.
The other thing is, of course, I know you don't do much of the Goose Island Bourbon County brand style, but I went seeking out trying some things on tap The cherry cordial and the chocolate one. Cherry was a little bit, I don't know really, to be honest, which one was better. I will say the only disappointment out of those is I really didn't like the base like I usually do every this year. Something was a little off about the base this year. I don't know if it's a warm-up thing or whatever. I know they sold it in 10-ounce bottles for the first time in a 4-pack, so that's interesting, versus the whole bottle, the base that is.
Sure.
But I did support local, and I ended up going to Narrow Path for their teddy bear, or well, there was a couple of black bear,
There's a
teddy
bunch of
bear.
them,
There was
yeah.
a whole bunch of them that they, yes, had a lot of good ones there. Met up some local guy named Kevin Graves. I don't know if anybody knows who he is, but he's in the social media stuff, and he shared an assassin with me, which I've never had before, by Top and Goliath, because they're very expensive, which is very. It was pretty good. I liked it. And then I ended up at Sonder for Black Family Tradition, met up with some of the local friends, Tom, Keith Hawkins, Brian, all those guys. Brian, which you usually sometimes meet over at BC Bottle Lodge or whatever it's called now. BC, not BC Bottle Lodge, but BC Brewing Company.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I was going to see if you had tried any of the Family Tradition yet. That was the other thing I was going to talk to you about.
I have not tried any of them yet, but I will be trying the whatever I can get my hands on this week. So stay tuned.
Yes.
But yeah, I've not tried any yet.
Oh, that's cool. You seem like you're a very busy man, so that
That's
was
an
one of the things I
understatement.
wanted to discuss.
But before we discuss that,
Sorry.
you called in at a great time, but also at a time when I was about to drink a beer. And so I have not taken a sip of my beer yet. So,
Here, take a sip,
okay.
take a
All right,
sip.
we
I'll
got to
let
get
you.
into
I'll
this.
pause.
So this is
I'll pause.
pecan pie rum barrel aged. We don't get enough rum barrel aged beers in this world anymore. Let's see if this tastes like garbage and that's why, or if it tastes good and I get
Okay.
mad that there's not enough rum barrel aged beers. Let's get in here. It
Let me
smells
take a sip.
sweet. It smells like candy and like not like rum. It smells like a sugary pie is what it smells like. All right, let me get in here. Oh dear God, that's great. Super
Okay.
Super sweet, definitely boozy, but yeah, like it doesn't taste like it doesn't really taste like a sweet pecan pie. It tastes like just like a big boozy nut brown ale, but still it's kind of sugary. Oh man, that's a good beer. Yeah, I can get behind that. That is a good like bridge between winter and the fall. And the, like, these weird, technically we're still in the fall, but it's winter in my opinion.
Yeah.
And this is a beer that is kind of that perfect
Yeah,
representation of
speaking
that.
of winter,
That's great.
what about all that snow we were supposed to get about an hour or two ago, which I don't see coming right now?
I think it was supposed to start at 11, was the last I heard.
Oh, I saw 7 o'clock, so
That's
I don't
what,
know. I have to work
I had
tomorrow,
heard some
so.
people saying that they had heard 7 too, but the last I checked, it said 11, so. Is anybody can anybody
On a
see a window right now? Is it snowing?
Oh, I mean, I don't wear here. I guess I could look at, I can get up my, I'll get off my ass right now because I was on the couch and I'll look out the window and see if I see any snow. Let's see here. No, there's no snow.
No snow. All right, well, isn't that the way it always works? When they tell us it's going to snow,
Yes,
it doesn't.
it is. It's going to be 4 inches, but never mind.
Feel like I've
Oh, speaking of the
Well,
beer vent
we'll go
calendar,
there.
you drinking a pecan. I noticed, unfortunately, that one of the beer dads, and since the beer dads that you guys always pay attention to, I forget which one, I don't think it's Ryan's, the other one. He somebody's allergic to pecans or pecans or however you pronounce it,
To
and
nuts.
so he couldn't drink it.
To nuts, is that
Nuts, that
right?
was it. So
Yeah.
he couldn't drink it. So he had to drink something else with Ryan. So
It happens, you know.
thanks, Ryan. Yeah, it is what it is. Allergies. I know Marco has his unfortunate lactose allergy, so I don't know what I would do if I had an allergy to that, because half of the beers I drink have lactose in them. So
I feel like
shout out.
lactose is one of the food intolerances that I could deal with. It would suck, and there are some
Okay.
things that I would miss. Shout out to Grater's black raspberry chip ice cream. That would be really hard not to be able to
Oh.
consume that in my life, but I could do it. There are other things that I would have a hard time not being able to consume, like gluten would be the
Oh
probably the
God, yeah.
scariest one. But or have you heard
of speaking of
have you heard about these new ticks in Ohio? Have you heard about these little guys? Supposedly they
No.
carry some kind of a new disease that if they bite you, they immediately trigger and create some kind of allergy in people that makes them allergic to red meat.
What the
Yeah, like there was a guy that got infected by these little ticks, and then he went and had a hamburger
Okay.
and died because he didn't know he was allergic to red meat all
Whoa.
of a sudden, and he was, so he dropped dead because of a tick. It's
Damn, talk about
insane.
dark.
Marco says somebody is wrong. I don't know who.
Oh, wait, maybe it's me. Maybe
He says it's Matt. No,
I
you're
don't.
wrong. I don't know what we're wrong about.
No, wait. I don't know.
Is it
Somebody's
not
allergic to it. I don't
nuts
know who.
or is it just a specific nut? One nut.
I thought you said pecan or pecan. I don't know. They pay attention
Well,
to
he's
the fruits
definitely
of your
allergic to
pod, but
walnuts. I know that. I don't
know.
know.
I'll have to text them later on or something. I just noticed it popped up in my feed because everybody. Which speaking of, hey, we got a video finally from Craft Beer Parenting.
Yeah,
Joe posted his video. He came out of the cave and he was talking about his beer events that he's drinking now because obviously,
did he post one for today's beer?
he wrote, he did a video very briefly, but like Caroline obviously is what I read pregnant again, so she can't drink, so it's all Joe this year, yay!
She can drink. She's choosing not to because she's pregnant, as they
Well, I
made clear
mean, you know what I mean.
on this last week's episode of Truth Beer Pod. She's choosing not
You know,
to.
I did hear that some women who are pregnant can have a little bit of wine, but I never knew if that was true or not.
It depends on what your doctor tells you to do. I mean, certainly don't drink the way that I drink if you're pregnant. I think that's bad. But I don't think a
Well,
sip now and then is going to hurt anybody. That's my doctor opinion.
this is why you're not having babies. I'm just
I mean, I've got a
kidding.
couple babies.
Well, I mean, physically going through it. I mean.
You don't know what I went through.
Oh my God, I don't know what you just had to eat the most random things around the house, pickles and
That's
bananas
right.
and peanut butter bullshit. I don't know.
Peanut butter is not
Making all
bullshit.
this shit up. Okay, peanut butter is not bullshit, yes. Because to be honest, the peanut butter banana, speaking of, shout out to Sonder, Family Tradition, that shit was my favorite one of the ones I got to try,
All right.
even though I'm not gonna admit. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little buzzed when I was trying them because I was drinking other times during the day, but what I remember, I like the Dubai chocolate and the banana peanut butter the best so far.
The
I think
general
I'm gonna read.
consensus that I've heard is that the Dubai chocolate is the best. And
Okay.
then I think the banana is the next one that I've heard people talking about. I obviously have not created any kind of scientific study to back that up,
And
but
I will say the orange was unique too. The orange, I don't know what else was in it, was pretty unique as well. The only thing that I felt like they've already done before was like the coffee thing. So it was good, but I just felt like it was like, oh, I've had this before from them. So that's why I wasn't too excited about it. But the banana stuck out to me and the Dubai chocolate. So on top of that, I guess there's two other things I have to discuss with you before I let you go. Sorry, I know you have a late show. So I guess first of all, do you watch Stranger Things? Did you end up
yes.
watching any of those, or did you
Yes,
watch those?
I am fully caught up.
Okay, I just caught up last night and oh my God. Oh my fucking God. I'm like, wow, this is why this show was so good. And of course they're doing the last episode at movie theaters too, which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, I'm not going to go to a theater, but most people are like, why would I pay to go see a movie I can see it at my own house in my PJs and watch it at my house in my own comfort? But I always thought about the cool movie experience that you would get, especially for like it being the last episode and how the show is and how it has a bunch of special effects, et cetera.
Yeah,
So
maybe do it both ways. Maybe watch it at home first and then go see it in the theater or vice versa.
yes. And then I guess the last thing I have to discuss with you, well, no, sorry, two more things. I apologize. The last thing, I didn't get a chance to talk to you, or I haven't really watched your social media recently because I've been busy, is how did the Black Friday thing go with you? The event that you had,
It
I was
was
going to ask you about
as it
that.
went as expected. It was a little chaotic.
Okay.
I should have a video at some point, hopefully this week,
Okay.
some kind of a show. I have processed the audio. I have not listened to the audio,
Okay.
so I don't know what it sounds like. I also don't
Did you
know.
do a Cincy Brewcast
I don't know.
about with it or?
I don't actually know what it was because it was chaotic. I purposely,
Did you use
when we recorded the podcast, I purposely did not say what show it was. So it could be an episode of Drinking with the
Okay.
Gnome. It could be an episode of the Brewcast. It might even just be a short video. I don't know yet. Until I listen to it, I don't know. It
There
was
a
very
way you could?
loud. The audio
Oh,
the
I'm
audio
sure.
sounds fine because I can record in a loud environment just fine. However, I did not plan for the loud environment, so I brought no headphones for people. So none of us could hear each
Oh,
other.
damn.
So we're just shouting at each other the whole time. And
No.
half the time I'm pretty sure that we can't hear each other, and so we're probably answering different questions than were asked to us. So I need to listen to it fully before I commit to what it's going to look like. So stay tuned.
Does it maybe sound like, so how do you like this beer? Oh, it's really good. Okay.
Yeah,
And just
something
going
like
back and
that.
forth.
Something like that.
I
All right.
can only, and did you guys use the hot poker?
Of course we use the hot poker. That was the whole reason of getting together is to poke things.
Okay,
I'm
I still
really
have
good at
never had a
poking
hot
things.
poker.
Like I practice poking things a lot and I've gotten really good at it. Ask Marco.
Supposedly that's
I've
what
poked Marco so many times now. And
okay. Is
yeah,
this
he'll
a
tell you how good
Facebook
I am.
poke or is this a physically
That's a
poking? I
no,
mean,
it's
we
a
could
physical
go.
poke. You got to yeah, you got to go in deep there and poke in person. That's
I mean, we
back in
could
my
go
day
down another rabbit hole.
that's the way we poked. It was always in person. I poke in
And
person.
then a poke in person. Okay, so we should ask your wife. Oh, wait, sorry. Never mind. last thing, are you excited about Dark Charge Day and are you going to do anything with Dark Charge? Are you going to have time? Because I'm definitely going to Dark Charge this weekend.
I am definitely excited about Dark Charge. I will be there. I don't know if I'm doing something as far as content wise. I'm sure I'll have something, but yeah, I'll definitely be there. I'm excited about it. I've tried a few of the beers, not all of them. The ones I have tried have been amazing, so I'm looking forward to get my
Are
hands
you
on the other
going in
one.
the morning or evening, do you think? You're
I
probably more
don't
morning, aren't you?
I don't know the answer to that yet. That's all dependent
Well,
on life.
I plan on going in the evening because of my life. Usually it's a little bit easier with my kiddo going to bed, so I'm hoping
Sure.
maybe I might see you. But the only thing I want you to promise me is you need to rate on your
I can
show or
make no
your not a show,
promises.
whatever. Okay,
Or if
how
I
about
do make
this?
promises,
Try
I will
to
probably break them. That's what I do.
rate the Skyline Chili beer on this weekly pint for us. At
To
least
do
I want to hear that,
Okay,
or
to do it
some
on the
kind of
you want me to
cocktail.
drink it on the show?
Yes,
Or
I
just to
want you
tell
to
you about
drink
it?
it
'Cause
on the show.
I can rate it right now for you. I can tell you about it.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me what you think about it right
What do you want
now.
me to
What
rate it
did
on?
you?
Like, what is the scale? Like an Untappd scale?
Okay,
A
let's do an Untappd scale. Let's do a
or
one through five.
like a wine spectator scale? I'll do it on a
I
wine
don't know what that
spectator
is.
scale. I give it a 92.6. So
Oh shit,
it's
that's
a great
high.
yeah, no, it's a great beer. It's still super big and boozy like you expect Dark Charge to
Okay.
be. And it's still
Okay.
super, super roasty, super chocolatey, like you expect Dark Charge to be. However, the adjunct side of it, the other kind of the other personality of it, is like this big, like nutmeggy, cinnamon,
Okay.
almost. I've heard some people describe it as gingerbread. I've heard some people use pumpkin to
Okay.
describe it. But it's like it's to me. If you had the ice cream, it is very similar to the ice cream, flavor profile wise. It's like these, it's all of the flavors that are in
Oh,
the chili, and it pairs really well with the chili. And
okay.
it's to me, every time that I have Skyline now, I think
Okay.
about the ice cream and the beer. And I find
The ice
these
cream's great.
flavors in Skyline that I never paid attention to before. It has changed the
Okay.
way I taste Skyline Chili having those products out there. So it doesn't taste like chili. It tastes like the things that make the chili what it is. If that
Okay.
makes any sense to anybody. But it, man,
No,
it is a
it totally
great
makes
beer.
sense. No, I'm excited to try that one the most. And it's funny that Skyline actually is contributing this year. It's not just like, hey, this is a Skyline
Yeah.
tasting chili beer. It's actually Skyline chili is involved with it, which
Yeah.
I think was really
Oh
cool.
yeah, like
And
when you buy
so,
the beer, it comes in a box with a can of Skyline Chili in the box.
Oh, no way. No kid.
And I'm assuming that there will be a bunch of Skyline chili all over Dark Charge Day. I'm assuming that there will be a Skyline truck or something set up just cranking out cheese conies all day long, which, my God, that's so perfect. There was a recent episode of Cincy 5 o'clock Tales. If you don't listen to that podcast, you should. It's with Molly Wellman, and she was talking to the head of Skyline, and she mentioned in there that they need to open a new place that has bourbon and cocktails and stuff that is also a Skyline.
Oh my God, that'd be great!
And this thought of how Skyline pairs with bourbon is again something that has never crossed my mind before. But now that it's in my mind, it is perfect. And it's kind of the same way with this beer. It's just, it is so perfect. It's something that I would never have thought of beforehand. But an Imperial Stout with Skyline just goes together so well. And I think bourbon's the same way. It would go really good with bourbon.
Wow. Dude, that sounds so good.
I need Skyline paired with everything.
Repeat the name of the podcast again so I can listen to it.
It's called Cincy 5 o'clock Tales.
5 o'clock Tales?
Yes, like a cocktail.
Okay.
5 o'clock cocktails. Gotcha. 5 o'clock Tales.
Because I'm always looking for new podcasts to listen to, so I'm going to have to add that on my radar. Cincy 5 o'clock Tales. Okay, I'll probably listen to it at work then tomorrow since you're suggesting it.
So yeah, it's great. Yeah, listen to the Skyline episode.
Oh my God, yeah. Skyline is like, of course we're going to collaborate with you so we can sell more of our conies. Unfortunately, the conies might be a little higher than they usually are at Skyline, but hey, whatever, right?
Well,
I mean, if you ever go to events, that you can get a coney usually at Skyline for like $3 or $4, and you go to an event, it's like $7 or something. I don't know. I might be shooting that up.
I don't even care. You know what I mean? I will sit there and I will crush $7 conies all day long at Dark Charge Day. I don't care what they charge for them. I'm eating them.
You gotta soak something up. So if you don't get too drunk, you gotta have the soak up. As long as Dewey's Pizza is there, I think, is it Dewey's Pizza?
Yeah.
Whatever the pizza place.
Oh yeah, Dewey's will be there.
It's always so good. So.
All right, Zach. Anyway, I'm gonna let you go because we got some labels to talk about. We haven't talked about label approvals in a while. And there's some good ones.
All right, man. Well, you cheers to you and have a good one. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Likewise, man.
All right. Later, bro.
Bye. Bye. All right, let's get into, like I said, some label approvals. It's been far too long since we have done this because the government shut down, which just messes everything up, evidently. Some of these are a little boring, so I'll skip through some of those faster, but there are some good ones. All right, we're getting right into it. Carbliss, this is one of the ones that I don't know if anybody really cares all that much. These are good vodka cocktails. If you've never had them, they're fine. This is an Impact product. They're still making things if anybody has forgotten about them. But whoops, that's not the right button. It's going to be over here. Then this should be the right button. This has been released, so it's not that exciting. This is the Let's Grow Local, the West End. It's a Vienna lager. This is from Mad Tree. It's out in the market, so the label doesn't quite have the same punch as it did before it was out. So moving on. But moving on to things that we definitely have to talk about. There have been all kinds of people who have been just chomping at the bit to get their hands on new barrel-aged beer from Mad Tree. And there are a couple, and I hope that there's a couple in this folder right now, because the other one was released a long time ago and is out on shelves. If you go down to the Party Source right now, there is a beer that is called, what is that called? Hang on. If somebody knows it, feel free to chime into the chat to save me some time as I start pulling up my my notes here. Let's see. It would be in here and here and and there and then there. And then I have to go to Mad Tree, which is down here. And then I have to look through the... Oh, there we go. Whispering Something. You got it. It is Whispering Pines, hang on. These are in alphabetical order, so it shouldn't be too bad. Yep, there we go. It is called Whispering Pines. It might actually be in here. You might come up in a minute. Yeah, Whispering Pines. This is a Party Source exclusive. So it is at Party Source right now. Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout, 12.5%. I have not tried it yet, but as soon as I can, I will. But this one, you guys know Axis Mundi. This is their big Imperial Stout. This is the coffee and vanilla version, something that they've done plenty of times before. However, it has been far too long since they have. This is made with Deeper Roots Coffee, 9.5%. This is 12 ounces, so I'm assuming they are canning it, which is a first, right? They haven't done cans of this. They've joked about doing cans of this, but I don't think they ever actually have. I will be getting my hands on this one for sure, so stay tuned. Another new one, also something that I'm really excited about. This is called Tail Wagger. It is a peanut butter porter. I will be pointing out every peanut butter porter that I see in the next near future because of the loss locally of one of my favorite peanut butter porters. Tail Wagger, peanut butter porter. I don't know the full story about this. I assume there's some kind of collaboration happening here with the whole dog thing. I assume. Maybe not. Maybe it's just me, judging something. But also, 12-ounce cans, which, yes, like I need this in my fridge. Like this is something that has been missing from my fridge, and I need it. Moving on. Okay. Some of these are very old at this point. This is some new labels from Ryan Geist. They're shifting their branding a little bit on their cans. It's not very obvious, but like they moved the ABV from the bottom over to the side of the can over where all the text is. That's pretty much all they've done with this. Truth Bomb. Here's some other Truth Bomb. These are the 19.2s, I believe. Truth is getting a little bit of a shift. Same thing. ABV is over on the side. And just changes it up just a tiny bit. 19.2s. Juicy Truth, same thing. Here is Summer, their lemonade shandy. I like that label. I really, really like how they've kind of shifted their branding a little bit. And not really changed it, but shifted it just a little bit. I enjoy it. Pixel, the cold IPA. Evidently making a return at some point. Imperial Bubbles. I guess there are other things that I'm not seeing here. Maybe I moved some of them out of the folder after they got boring. When the government shut down, there was a long time. Chris points out Truthadelic. I feel like that's in here, but I usually try to keep them alphabetical so that it keeps all the breweries together. Let me just look here and see what's going on. Let's see. That would be in here, and then here, and then here. Yeah, I must have moved it out already. Yeah, Truthadelic is coming. They talked about, I can pull it up in a minute here, but they talked about this new beer coming in the brand family of Truth. And, you know, what is it? And, yeah, it's Truthadelic. It's a big Imperial Hazy IPA. But evidently, I've moved past that label in the folder. Taft's. So this is Sinbev. This is a new one. It is called OTR Bock Party. It's a German-style Bock beer. So I guess that this is the Taft's Bock for this coming spring. It says, celebrate Cincinnati's brewing heritage with this smooth, malty Bock brewed for the wildest party in OTR. Toast to tradition, goats, and good times. Malty and smooth. I find it very interesting that they are not using Bockfest branding on any of their beers, even though they are the only brewery in town that really can I find it interesting. I like the idea of them celebrating OTR though, and I can get behind that. I also like the little goat on there. Yeah, I think it's cool. It's a good label. Moving on. Let's see, Northern Liberties. So this is their single barrels. They have a couple different single barrels out in the market now. Two of them, to be specific. There is a rye and there is a weeded single barrel. Not to to toot my own horn, but I do have some. I have not drank it yet. I mean, I tried it in the tap room, but I have not opened my single barrel bottle. I have the regular out there because I'm going to make a video about it. I'm going to taste it with you guys at some point as soon as I can find the freaking time. But if you haven't been to Northern Row lately, get down there and try their single barrel bourbon. I have to legally say now that I pointed this out on the show that this was a gift. Thank you to Northern Row for gifting me a bottle of bourbon. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I don't just say that because the bourbon was a gift. I say that because I do love you guys. I love the products that they're putting out, and that goes from everything from the biggest bourbons to the easiest crushable Kolsch that comes out of that brewery. Love them. Speaking of Northern Row, here's a good one. Lazarus Rum. So the Lazarus Lizards, we all know them around town here. We all love them. They're funny little guys. And then this is a barrel-aged rum, aged for 5 years, a five-year aged rum. Yes, I want this. I love rum. Rum is like rum, man. Next to, I'm not going to pick a favorite, but I'm going to say that like rum and tequila have a very big piece of my booze loving heart. I'll word it that way. And they battle it out, trying to win my love from the other one. That's the way it works. Yeah, I need this now. I need it right now. Moving on. Oh, that's the back of that one. Some Street Side Midwest Vibes. This is already out there. This is a collaboration with, or I think it's out. Maybe it's not out there yet. Collaboration with Voodoo. It's the second installment. So, no, it probably isn't out there yet. Second installment in their 10th anniversary collaboration series. We talked about this on the last episode of Cincy Brewcast with Streetside. They are every month of the year leading up to their 10th anniversary party. They are releasing a collaboration beer. This is one of them. this is not the Voodoo that we've come to know here in Cincinnati. There is more to Voodoo than that, and this is kind of celebrating and collaborating with that. Moving on. Third Eye, Mojo Fuel, a double West Coast style IPA. So if you aren't familiar with Third Eye, and you aren't familiar with the fact that they are award winners, give yourself a chance to learn that by getting a beer like this. It's a great beer, and they're great at what they do. Moving on, we got some Urban Artifact. Got a bunch of Urban Artifact. Slide Rule. You might remember this from previous years. This is a Nitro Slide Rule, so a chocolate raspberry tart beer, and this is a winter beer typically. I have not seen it out yet. But I assume it either is or is quickly going to be out because it's, like I said, winter. These are the latest, this is a previous one. There's some newer ones coming. This was last month, I guess, or 2 months ago. Their Small Batch Society releases. These were collaboration beers with a bunch of different breweries. This is a Crooked Crab, and they did a pineapple coconut double IPA. Oh, yeah, October. It says it on there. Look at that. If I had just read the label. This is from Common John Brewing, a banana brown ale. This was really good. Also from October, obviously. Fig Belgian Quad. Field Day Brewing. This is the Yuzu Ginger and Blood Orange. I haven't tried this one yet. However, it's sitting in the fridge waiting for me. Okay, these are some of the new ones. And the email went out, and they made the announcement that these are the last, the absolute last of their small batch society beers. They will no longer be doing the club anymore. Our memberships just die. They just float off into the wind, and we have to just drink beer with normal people now, which breaks my heart, but makes my wallet a little happier. So to celebrate, they are releasing this beer, Banana Midwest Fruit Tart. This is called Anaglyph, which an anaglyph, I believe, is like these 3D images. So they're releasing 3D cans for all of them. Like, you have to put the glasses on, I believe, to see them. You will have to put glasses on. I don't know if they come with glasses. I don't know. I don't really have a pair of 3D glasses sitting around. I guess I need to get on Amazon and find some 3D glasses if they aren't giving them to me. The labels are 3D. So I'm kind of curious about it. I think it's kind of cool. This is the Banana Midwest Fruit Tart Anaglyph. Great beer. If you have not, if you did not try this when it was on in the tap room, it's just made with banana. It's just banana beer. It's so good. They are doing a strawberry Belgian style winter warmer. Also in 3D, that happy little turtle chopping up them strawberries. Mango Lime IPA, and then Strawberry Scotch Ale, which is a really unique blend of two flavors that I'm curious about. I'm always curious about things that Urban does. That's all the labels that I've got, which means that, yeah, there were definitely some that we missed, some that I took out of the folder before I probably should have, including that Truthadelic. It's fine. It doesn't matter. You'll see them when they're on the shelves, you know, close to you, and we'll share then when we see them. Okay, I got to drink more of this beer because I can smell it like across the table. Oh man, that's great. Okay. As we wrap up the show, we will wrap up with some more big exciting news. I wasn't going to talk about this yet, but I'm too excited about it. So there's been a couple big projects that I've been kind of working on behind the scenes, trying to figure out how to make them happen, or when to make them happen, or if I should make them happen. And one of them, I have decided to put a lot of my attention into, to hopefully have a launch in the spring. That's the goal right now, is sometime in the spring for the very first issue of a magazine. In this world right now, where everybody says that print media is dead, and that physical media is no longer a valid thing, I've decided to again prove them wrong and create a magazine all about drinking in Cincinnati. I'm not talking about what it's called yet. It's out there. If you start now poking around, you'll find it. It will be as of right now, a quarterly magazine, so four times a year, a very art-driven magazine, so lots of pictures, lots of things created by people. Yes, full articles, too. The very first issue will most likely be 100% written by me, just because I need to build it up to get a decent budget together before I can pay people to write for the magazine. So the idea is to put out one issue off the top to then be able to have something to show to some of the local places that I think would like to sponsor and to put ads in the magazine. That's the goal. The good news for all of you, if you are currently a Nomi, if you are a paid Nomi, I should say, you will be getting the magazine already. If you are at the $5 tier, you will get a copy of the digital version of the magazine. If you are a $10 Nomi, you will be getting a print copy of the magazine in your mailbox without you having to do anything. It's already coming. Now, when is the question, but it is coming. And then I will be setting up a place that that people can get on and just subscribe to the magazine if they want digital or print versions. And then obviously, or not obviously, hopefully you will be able to find it around town at a couple places too. And I guess that's where you guys come in now at this point. As the magazine gets finalized and we have more concrete stuff about it that I can share with you guys, I can only encourage all of you guys to talk about it, to go to your favorite local watering holes, to your favorite bars and breweries and places like that, and tell them that they should either subscribe for the sake of their tap room. You know, get a couple copies that are hanging out on the bar or a coffee table or something for people to read while they're hanging out drinking, or to support via advertising, because that is 100% the only thing right now that is going to keep it afloat and to let it grow into what it should be. I can write the whole thing myself, and I can do that for as much time as I need to. That's not what I want it to be. I want this to grow into a platform that I can use to showcase the writing of other people. And there is like some other kind of behind the scenes stuff that I would like this magazine to turn into. But for right now, it's definitely just a magazine. If we want to talk a little bit about the origin of this, I have a book that I wrote a couple years ago that has never seen the light of day, that is currently just wasting away on a hard drive, and then a new book that I started working on when I decided I didn't want to release that one, that as I've been working on it, there's been some pieces of it that I'm looking at that I cannot get out of my head, that they could exist just as articles, and they could exist as, I shouldn't say just as articles, they could exist as articles from a much longer, broader story that I think should exist in a magazine, a repeating, never-ending story of what it means to drink in Cincinnati. So stay tuned for that. And over the next couple months, I will be releasing more and more about it, you know, the name, and starting to show you guys artwork and things like that that we're working on for it. So That's my biggest news right now as we head into the end of the year, is this this magazine project that I'm pretty sure my wife is not very happy that I've taken on because it's dumb. Nobody should make a magazine in almost 2026. Like you shouldn't do it. As I was kind of laying out the plan to her recently. I've been thinking about it for a long time and had this, I've been kind of laying out how to make it happen and if I can make it happen and trying to figure it out. And I was kind of explaining it to her and kind of showing her what it would look like and you know, how it could grow and what it could, you know, turn into and stuff. And she's like, I support all of that and I think it's all great, but, you know, I don't mean this to be offensive. This is a direct quote. I don't mean this to be offensive, but would anybody ever actually pay for that? I don't know. The world around me tells me no, that nobody would pay for it. But there is like this little nagging thing inside of me that definitely says yes. I want it. I need it as a drinker and as a lover of physical written content. And so if I want and need this, there has to be somebody else out there, at least two or three people that also do. So I hope that I'm right. I'm excited about it. There is still swag coming for the Gnomies too. That should be probably dropping around the same time. I have a couple fun swag things that I've been trying to figure out how to time them, how to pay for them, and how to make it make sense for you guys and for me. And I think I'm figuring all of that out, kind of at the same time. But we'll see. It's a never ending learning process, this whole thing. So that's where I'm at. That's my exciting news, is that I am creating an old, outdated form of media to talk to you guys about drinking in the city. Why not? Why the heck not? I appreciate all of you guys for making this show what it is. I appreciate you for being a part of this. I promise that we're not done with growing what it means to be a Gnomie and to follow the Gnarly Gnome, because there's some good stuff. There's some really good stuff. Also, did I miss another drunk line call? Sorry, guys. If I missed a call, I'm sorry. Let me see here. I have to find the audio to end the show, because I still haven't imported it into the mixer. Sometimes it's just the way it goes in the chaos of my life. Okay, if you like this show, if you like any of the things that I do, you know the drill by now, right? You just you go to thegnarlygnome.com/support and you sign up to be a Gnomie. And Gnomies are the lifeblood of all of this. There is several different tiers, and we need to at some point kind of talk about all of that. You can sign up and be a free Gnomie. Free Gnomies get early access to stuff, direct access to, if you've got questions or comments or concerns or things like that, you've got direct communication with me and all of us that are nerds about drinking in Cincinnati. You've got direct contact with all of that. But that's about all you get as a free Gnomie. As the $5 tier, you get not only early access, you get fun little sneak peeks at things that the free people don't get. Leading into this new magazine, you will get the digital version of that. There's also every once in a while, I will send things to you. I can't promise that you'll get swag bags, because as anybody who's been a Gnomie knows, I've been really bad about swag over the last couple years. But we're fixing that. So periodically, you might get some things in the mail. Maybe. The biggest thing is that you get early access to everything and exclusive content that other people don't get. But the $10 tier, this is where it gets really exciting, because these are the people that get everything. Anytime that I have a new platform that I sign up to, or something that requires some kind of subscription or some kind of other thing, you always get access to that. The $10 tier is, they're members of anything I do ever. It's just any time that I create something, you're now a member of that, because you are a $10 Gnomie. In addition, you get the print magazine. You get a swag bag once a year. I don't even know what else, because I haven't made anything else yet, but it'd be good stuff. So I encourage everybody to subscribe on Patreon. That is kind of the hub of supporting what I do. And I look forward to keeping to grow that further, including more episodes of the show that I call The Froth, if anybody has caught on to that over the last, there hasn't really been that many episodes of it, maybe two, at some point there will be more. It is the podcast that I can just talk about anything, whatever is going on behind the scenes. Sometimes extra stuff that comes from other podcasts or other videos. It's just the froth, the extra stuff, the little bit extra. So that's a cool thing that Nomi's get. Thank you. We'll be back next week. Actually, live, we'll be back every day this month. So make sure that you are subscribed on Facebook. I honestly just make sure you're following on every social media platform, because I'm still not really sure where anything is going to live or what it's going to look like. I can promise that I'm making it somewhere. So stay tuned for that. And we'll see you next week as we do this whole thing again and again and again. Why not? That's not even coming through the... Dear God. Okay. I think that... Let's try this. There it is. One of these days, I'll figure this whole podcasting thing out. I appreciate all of you. Love you. We'll be back. Thanks for staying up late with me. Once we get through December, this whole schedule will get... You know, I was about to tell you it was going to get more normal. It never will. It's never been normal. It never will be normal. Who am I kidding? We'll see you guys later. Cheers. If I stay up for another 10 minutes... I could just go live in 10 minutes and drink tomorrow's beer. Huh. That's interesting. Live stream in 10 minutes.